I'm going to tell you everything about this experience, and I'm going to tell you all this about the purpose of your life. It doesn't happen like that. The awakening is a triggering, a download of light, a download of potential, actually. A door opening through which we have to walk, or we can walk, and find for ourselves the answers. And so the feeling of being awakened or activated, like a Shaktipat Kundalini touch, being awakened or activated is the goal of this type of contact. So there are other types of Confederation contact also, but in general, they're awakening and activating. The duration, the imagery, varies depending on our expectations. So that's very useful. So you can compare that to negative contact, which we'll talk about in a moment, which doesn't have the same uplifting quality at all, of course. So any final questions about positive contact here? Again, you can bring this to your reading of cases of various types of human ET contact, many of which are not so clearly positive, which would indicate negative contact or government manipulation, mind control, dot, dot, dot. It's, you know, there's a timeline to the awakening that occurs during an incarnation. And there's sort of the master timeline set before the incarnation, and then it's modified during the incarnation according to how well we wake up or we move into greater consciousness sequentially during the phases of a lifetime. So there are many opportunities we miss, and that changes the speed and the nature of the activation, awakening experiences. You know, not only Confederation contact, but who we meet and where, what they suggest to us. You know, like Ra talked about Franklin Roosevelt, right? Remember that? Franklin D. Roosevelt was a very positive fellow, and yet at some point became attached to power distortions, like many in politics. And that was the cause of getting polio, right? Catalyst not accepted by mind and spirit is then offered to body. He didn't realize that addiction to power and control and domination politics, you know, that of his peers wasn't his way and wasn't good for him. And the result was that he was heavily stricken by polio as a means of bringing him back to his path. So, let's talk about Wanderers and Orion contact. This is kind of relevant to the abduction phenomenon and a lot of what's discussed at UFO conferences, which is quite muddled. So, Wanderers and Orion contact. Wanderers become completely the creature of third density, mind-body-spirit complex. It should be mind-body-spirit complex. There's just as much chance of an Orion influence to a wanderer entity as to a mind-body-spirit complex of this planetary sphere, meaning a 3D native. The only difference occurs in the spirit complex, which, if it wishes, has an armor of light, which enables it, the wanderer, to recognize more clearly that which is not as it would appropriately be desired. This is not more than a bias and cannot be called an understanding. So wanderers become quite ordinary in mind-body complex. Ah, yes, I'm sorry. It is correct in mind-body complex. The point is, wanderers are subject to physical disease and body ailment, as well as all sorts of psychological and mental problems, dysfunction, you know, neurosis, psychosis. You know, and many wanderers, of course, have emotional, mental issues. We all do, somewhat. Many wanderers have severe mind-body issues. And like you said, Joel, you know, knowing you're a wanderer doesn't make everything easy, and it makes some things harder, and can lead to more significant mind troubles after awakening. And in terms of Orion contact or influence, the wanderer is susceptible or vulnerable too, and in fact more of a target to Orion. Orion means fourth and fifth density negative, associated with the Orion constellation, but not only. And they're here too, and wanderers are high priority targets. I just read something from the Law of One. Don was asking when he was about to give a talk at somebody's UFO conference, you know, 70s or 80s or something, 70s, I guess, or 80s. And he got very nauseous and sick. And Ra said this was because there were entities who were greatly desirous of him speaking or of hearing the Law of One, meaning he was going to be talking about the Law of One. And there were positive entities in the room who were greatly desirous of hearing the Law of One, and that brought Orion contact to Don to exploit the weakness, in this case, of body complex, third chakra, stomach. And he became nauseous and sick. Whether he could talk or not, I don't know. But he got sick from an Orion 4D negative exploit, or 5D negative, but probably 4D negative, exploit of his own, you know, body complex weakness in the stomach area, associated with third chakra blockage, associated with, you know, butterflies in the stomach, fear, anxiety with public speaking, or, you know, whatever complexes he had in terms of third chakra blockage, creating that basically weakening him and making it less likely that he'll be able to talk about the Law of One. Meanwhile, positive entities were in that area in higher dimensional association, hoping, greatly desirous of hearing him speaking the Law of One. So, you know, in many Buddhist scriptures, they talk about the Buddha was, you know, in the original stuff, which is not very superstitious or kind of magical. In the original Pali, P-A-L-I, Pali canon from India, 2,500 years ago, they often talk about devas, higher dimensional angelic beings, higher dimensional beings, reverentially, surrounding the Buddha and asking for teachings. So higher dimensional beings are very much around those who are speaking the Law of One or speaking genuine enlightenment. So that's what led to Don's Orion contact that time. So the wanderer, however, in the spirit complex, has this armor of light which simply allows us to see negativity more readily than a 3D native. And so if the wanderer is very love-oriented and thinks everybody is nice and kind, and I don't want to think bad of anybody, I don't want to judge or criticize anybody, then they can be easily fooled or duped or tricked. Because they're actually disregarding their own armor of light in the spirit complex, which could see clearly negative orientation in the people around. And so discernment is native to the spirit complex. It's a fifth, sixth chakra recognition, which is quite available for the wanderer. So wanderers need not be naive. Only when we don't want to see negativity, then we may actually disregard our greater awareness. So that's very interesting. So furthermore, the wanderer is, in its own mind, body, spirit, less distorted towards deviousness of the third density positive negative confusions. Thus, the wanderer often does not recognize as easily as a more negative individual the negative nature of thoughts or beings, and wanderers are high priority targets of Orion. So the wanderer is, by nature, less negative, less distorted towards deviousness of the, you know, that is an element of the third density polarity issue, the issue of positive-negative confusion. So yes, the wanderer doesn't recognize as easily negativity as a more negative individual, but the wanderer has this armor of light which is available for protection. So if the wanderer demonstrates through action a negative orientation towards others, it would be caught into the planetary vibration, and when harvested, possibly repeat the master cycle of 3D as a planetary entity. This is the great fear for wanderers at the end of the contract, or any time during the incarnational series, which is, wow, I have to repeat the cycle in third density. And it happens. And that's if the wanderer, but you know, it's not about getting angry sometimes. It's not about having, you know, fantasy of selfish action or domination or harm. It's demonstration through action, negative orientation towards others in a consistent way. It could be then caught into the 3D vibration, and at harvest time, harvest doesn't necessarily mean ascension. But when the planet harvests and the 3D cycle ends, that wanderer may have to repeat the 75,000-year master cycle. So Ra terms the 75,000-year cycle of 3D as a master cycle. 25,000-year precession of the equinox is a major cycle. And those are just terms they use. So when now Ra's talking further about Wander Orion contact. When that contact occurs, it is quite rare. It occurs either due to the Orion entity's lack of perception of the depth of positivity to be encountered, or due to the Orion entity's desire to attempt to remove this positivity from this plane of existence, i.e. kill the Wanderer, or severely damage the Wanderer. Orion tactics normally are those which choose the simple distortions of mind which indicate less mental and spiritual complex activity. Karen, get some feedback. Can you mute your microphone? Thanks. So this is when the wanderer is contacted by Orion, it's rare. And the two explanations that Ra gives are quite interesting. One is the Orion entity's mistake, actually lack of perception of the depth of positivity that be encountered, meaning they won't be able to sway that wanderer, and they don't make direct contact. In general, Orion exaggerates our pre-existing distortions. Any pattern of mind or behavior that is without sufficient love and balance can be energized by Orion, like Don's stomach condition. Probably was based on a pre-existing stomach weakness, like all the cases of Carla having psychic greeting or psychic attack by Orion 5D negative, in fact, which happened throughout the channeling, worked on pre-existing etheric and physical damage that she had. They normally don't make direct contact, but they also could make direct contact to attempt to remove this positivity from this plane of existence, i.e. they want to kill him or her, or derange him or her, the Wanderer. Normally, Orion works on two different entities. One, those with simple distortions of mind, meaning people who are not that smart, or people who haven't developed mentally or spiritually greatly, and also those